Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, Hum. Now, with Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in-store through any of their retail partners. Now, it can help you manage your finances and make larger purchases more affordable. And with Hum, it's so simple. You can get approval through their website at shophum.ie. That's shophum, H-U-M-M.ie. Or apply directly in store. And they've so many retail partners, like, for example, B&Q, DFS, Harvey Norman, DID Electrical, Easy Living Interiors, and so much more. And you literally can apply in store. Now, keep in mind that Hum is a form of credit, and it's important to consider your ability to repay the amount borrowed. But you can rest assured that Hum is regulated by the financial regulator, unlike some other companies that let you spread payments. And we would like to thank Hum for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Two Dublin councils owed 50 million in social housing rent arrears. That was a headline that we read earlier on and we couldn't resist but talk about it. Rent arrears for social housing tenants in Ireland have now reached over €70 million, according to recent figures. It's been revealed that some local councils struggling to collect the millions owed are seeking possession orders. Charities like Focus Ireland warn that changes in circumstances beyond tenants' control often lead to these difficulties. Now, current debt figures show that hundreds of tenants owe more than €10,000 in arrears. Dublin City Council, with 25,000 social housing tenants, generated €100 million in rent last year, but failed to collect €38 million. So that's a third. Now, of those owing the €38 million, approximately 60% are negotiating pay agreements with the council. Approximately 900 tenants owe more than 11,000 in rent arrears, and 43 households are due before the district court in Dublin to face a case over their arrears, and basically the council wanting them out. And the question that we want to ask you, obviously somebody who's in social housing is somebody that was granted social housing on the basis of their income, essentially. There are people who can't afford to take out a mortgage of 400 grand because their salary isn't sufficient to sustain a mortgage or to get a mortgage like that. So they qualify for social housing. It is ideal. It is made for people who just can't afford to get their own place. But when they can't afford to get their own place and then they don't go and pay rent, do they deserve that social house? That is the question.
Yeah, I think they should be able to rack up as much arrears as possible and stay within the house. So regardless of whether or not they're a grand in arrears or 50 grand in arrears, and they should be kept in that council house for as long as they want to be there.
Now, you're saying that clearly with your tongue firmly placed in your cheek.
Yes, obviously I am. Jesus, the people thinking I'm going mad. What's the point of even giving my opinion on this? You all know my opinion. My car repayments, yeah, mm-hmm. that I pay every week. I have a car. You don't own the car until you finish off the repayments. If I stopped repaying my car next week, it'll be taken off me. If we stop paying our mortgage, sooner or later, the bailiffs are going to knock on the door and get us out of the house. So I think it's disgraceful, some of the arrears that, by the way, this is your tax money. This is all your tax money. You know, you all give it about homelessness and the situation. There's 50 million quid in arrears that the council will put. Now, that's not going into the council's pockets. That goes back into hospitals. It goes into the roads.
It goes back into the housing.
Goes into housing as well. So I think this is a no-brainer. I'd love to talk to someone who thinks...
that is perfectly okay to just not pay your rent.
By the way, and a rent, it's not much. It's between 12 and 15% of your weekly earnings. Isn't that the way they calculate your rent? So I've worked it out. If you're on a low wage, and if someone's on a low wage, I'm sorry, that is awful. Nobody should be on a low wage in this day and age. But if you're bringing home 300 quid a week, which is probably considered medium to low wage.
Yeah? That's very low. No, the minimum wage, you bring in 400 quid a week.
Suppose you're working part-time. Okay, for argument's sake, to keep it simple, if you are earning 300 quid a week, yeah, and renting from Dublin City Council, you'd be expected to cough up 12% of that for your rent. So, drum roll, please. The rent you're expected to pay for one whole week is 36 euro. Which is two packets of cigarettes, basically, to have a roof over your head. Now, if you can't come up with that, you don't deserve the privilege of having a roof over your head. I'm sorry.
Okay, we know that over the last couple of years...
Oh, here's Lefty Adrian.
Over the last couple of years, we have gone through the cost of living crisis, where people's electricity bills have shot through the roof with no control. Petrol, everything has shot through the roof, and we have really been... But should that punished over the last couple of years.
That's across the board.
No, I'm aware of that.
That's across the board.
But it particularly affects those on lower incomes.
Again.
So if you have to heat the house...
36 quid a week.
But you have to heat the house and buy the food. And the food is after getting more expensive.
Yeah, if you can afford to buy 50 fags a week...
No, not everybody who's in social housing smokes.
Yeah, fair amount would. If you can afford cigarettes, you can afford the rent. That's my basic.
Okay, but a lot of people who are in council houses don't smoke cigarettes.
Now, by the way, if you think what I'm saying is harsh, I'm listening in my earpiece here because I've just been sent a message from our buddy Trevor, who's always on the show. And if you think I'm being harsh, well, will we get him on?
Let me get him on.
The message is vicious.
No, I've heard it. Yeah. Our number is 085-825-2626. Should council tenants be evicted if they are in rent arrears? That's the simple question we're asking you. Matt has been in touch with us.
Hey, doing, lads. Just a quick note on the topic that you're talking about today. I think that, you know, kicking people out of houses is an ideal. Social housing, you know, is a good thing. And you don't want to be putting people into homelessness or emergency accommodation. But on the other hand, there does have to be consequences for shit like this. You know, social housing, it's privilege, you know what I mean? Like, it's something that isn't a thing in many countries, you know? And I think that it has to be respected. I personally think there should be more social housing. I think there should be more affordable housing for people out there. But I also think that, you know, this is something that shouldn't be taken advantage of. I think there should be steps taken, you know, you're asked to pay it back. And if you refuse, you're forced to pay it back, whether that's coming out of your wages or social welfare, whatever, you know, income that you have, because obviously people who are working can also be living in social houses, council houses, whatever it is, and then eventually eviction kicked out. And I think that that's because, you know, there's people who are waiting who need this and are not taking advantage of the system, and they should be given it. People who are willing to work and live up to the responsibility that's given, or that's there when you're given that privilege. So I definitely think that this has to be dealt with.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Jeremy mentioned a moment ago that we got a vicious, and that's an understatement, a vicious message a couple of minutes ago from you, Trevor, with very little sympathy for somebody who is in a position that they're in rent arrears.
What's the story, boys?
How are you?
Yep. You're in rent arrears in the council house. It's going to be easy solution. Get the fuck out. Next on the list, please, folks. And you don't get a second chance.
You don't get a second chance. So if I mentioned a moment ago that we have been living through a very severe cost of living crisis in this country for the last couple of years, okay, where prices have literally shot through the roof for everything and anything, and that has put an awful lot of pressure on people who are in receipt of social housing.
We get a second job.
Adrian, has the cost of living affected you?
Of course it has, yeah.
Has it affected me? Yes, it has. Jeremy? Yeah.
But I never get this understanding that people, when things get more expensive, they just go, it's more expensive, so I just can't afford it, whatever. Like, most people in my circle of friends, and I'm sure the same as you, Trevor, and I'm sure the same as you, Adrian, most people that I know have more than one job. And and you may be listening to this and going, well, you shouldn't have to have more than one job. Well, that's just the way of the world.
Yeah, in an ideal world, you shouldn't.
In an ideal world, you shouldn't have to, but this isn't an ideal world we live in. And if things get more expensive and you can't afford the things because they are more expensive, don't sit in on a Saturday night or don't go to the pub on Saturday night. Get a job waiting tables or something like that and make that extra 200 quid. That can then go towards your rent, whatever the case may be.
Okay, so Trevor, when you hear...
In the ideal world, boys, you don't fucking look to the government to hand you everything. You don't blame the government for everything, even though they're a bunch of sour-headed swines. I am sick to me fucking back teeth of hearing, the government owes us this, the government should be doing this for us, the government should be doing... The government doesn't give a fuck about this. But at the end of the day, if you're getting a house for a minuscule amount of money every week / month compared to people who are paying ridiculous mortgages in this country, and you have the balls to turn around and say, I'm not going to pay anymore, then get the fuck out.
Hang on, you make it sound like this is a conscious decision one day, I'm not paying my rent anymore. It's because people are in a bad way financially. Have you no sympathy at all?
No, none whatsoever. Absolutely none. Go fuck off. All them people in the rent areas, fuck that. Adrian, ballpark figure, what's rent in the council house a month, or even a week?
I worked out, now just as an example. Could be paying about €36 a week. 36.
Jesus fucking. And you're telling me, I'll tell you what, put the drink down, put the smokes away, and then you know what? You'll be able to afford your rent. You look at people out there paying nearly €3,000 a month mortgages, and these people can't afford £30 a week, are you having a fucking laugh? People will climb over your dead body off that list to get into a house, and they'll appreciate it. Well, these grounds just sit there and then just say, nah, I'm not paying it. It is a conscious decision, Adrian, no matter what way you spin it.
As I said, some people just can't afford it. Just can't afford the rent.
Get a better job. Get a second job. Kick your partner out who's living in the wardrobe, hiding from the single parent people who come looking for you, and then tell him to get a job. Or her. There's loads of solutions to this, Adrian. There's people who are just not paying the massive rent. They're not paying the massive rent. We are homeowners.
Okay, so when you hear that somebody is in rent arrears and they could owe hundreds, they could owe thousands to their local authority, your reaction is, get them out. There is somebody else who needs the house more than them.
Well, let me ask you a question, Agent. If you turned down to the bank and said, listen, I'm not going to defraud me mortgage payments for the next 2 years, what's the bank going to do?
Well, they'll be down to you next month.
Yeah, exactly. And they will come down and you will go fucking ton of bricks. And yet we let the council people just run up these massive bills. And you know what? If you think you can pay it, your rent is £30 a week, we'll take £50 a week just to take a little bit out of that dent, out of that other money. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. This is their so-called forever homes. How about you fucking pay it for them forever?
You have very little sympathy then for anybody who might be in a financial crisis. They're not on a great wage. They need to heat their home. They need to feed their children. And they can't afford to pay their rent. So the rent is the thing that suffers.
I have no sympathy for them, Agent. Because I basically pulled myself up. Basically, got my own business off the ground. Couldn't read or write when I left school. Lived in a van for 6 months. And now I'm a homeowner. I'm a landlord. And I have my own business. Do you know how I done that, Adrian?
Go on.
Don't tell anybody, okay? I went out to work.
That's a bit condescending.
It's a lot condescending.
That is how he did it.
So if you're in rent arrears, you're out on your ear as far as Trevor is concerned. I'd love to hear from you on this on 0858252626.
But Trevor, suppose just to take a couple, or take a single mother living in rented accommodation in Finglas, two kids, and she goes into a year arrears on her rent. Should the kids be kicked out as well?
Well, you're going to leave the kids in there without the mother.
No, but what should happen to the kids?
Get the fuck out. Your man can't afford 30 odd quid a week. Yeah, Jeremy, are you listening to this, man? If my tenants can't afford to pay me the rent every month, that's it. I need to find someone to pay that bill. At the end of the day, the government shouldn't be handing out these free fucking gifts where these people can treat it whatever way they want, call it their forever home, then refuse to pay for it. And number one, it's not your forever home. It's never going to be your home. When you kick the bucket, the council takes it back. It's not your home. At the end of the day, it never will be. So you can get into this little fucking delusional world of, it's my home. If you want it to be your home, treat it as your home. Pay for it. End of story.
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Trevor. Our number is 0858252626. What do you make of his attitude? That if you are a council tenant and you are in rent arrears, you should be thrown out, basically. You should be thrown out on your ear and give the house to somebody else who will care for it a little bit more. 0858252626 is our number. Let me go to Lorraine. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Throw them out on their ear if they're in arrears, basically.
I'm in a council house, right, Trevor? And to me, this is my forever home with my kids. So how dare you turn around and say it's not because, what, it's a council house. Can I not buy it off the council now?
Are you still there, Trevor?
Until you buy it off the council, it's not your house. It'll never be your house unless you buy it.
Most people don't buy it. So how dare you turn around and say the council house can't be your forever home? I look at this like it's my forever home. I'm not in arrears. Finish. I pay my rent every week. So to me, this is my forever home. No, I'm not. But
we're
some people get into arrears for different. You know, listen
we're not
to me. Some people get into arrears for different reasons. Because I
don't give a shit. If you're in arrears, you're not paying your fucking rent. You're not paying your mortgage.
What happens if somebody loses their job? You get another one.
You go out and sweep the fucking streets to keep a roof over your child's head. Yeah? You go out and sweep the streets. You go out and pick up chewing gum if you have to keep a roof over your head.
Council houses are mostly given to, say, single mothers and people who need help. Yeah?
No problem, love. You know what we've discovered during COVID? You can work from home. Oh my God, you can get a phone line inserted into your house and you can actually run a call centre through your fucking
shit,
house.
Sherlock, you
There's a job from home. All the people that say they can't go out to work, they have to pick up the kids from the playground, they have to pick up the kids from the creche, they have to pick up the kids from school. No problem.
Okay, Trevor,
what about the people who can't work?
Who can't work?
My son is being tested for autism at the moment and I'm on carers that I can't leave him with anybody. So what am I supposed to do? Put stick him to my fucking hip and bring him to work with me?
Can you not work from home? Did I not just cover that?
No, yeah, and what did I? You can't.
Multiple companies out there will let you work from home.
And it's in your face and it's constantly in your face and constantly at you and constantly this, that and everything else. You can't. It's not that easy, you condescending prick.
And that is the fact of it, Trevor. Not everybody who's in a council house is somebody who is just too lazy to go out to work. A lot of people who are...
I'd love to have a job.
Yes, and the fact of the matter is a lot of people can't work for whatever reason, for various reasons.
Okay, then let me put it out. She's got to be here, there. I never even brought fucking illnesses into this, right? At the end of the day, these people that are in their ears, right? If they're not working through whatever... Are they getting money off the government? Are they getting claiming stuff?
Yes.
Okay, so they can't put 30 fucking euro away a week?
You see, the fact of the matter is, Lorraine, a lot of people believe that you should be able to, you shouldn't be thrown out for not being in rent arrears. But people like Trevor believes that 30 or 40 quid a week, seriously, can you not come up with that much money?
I'm not saying it's not. I do. I get where you're coming from completely. I'm not in rent arrears and I never would be. I would never let myself get into that position. As Trevor said, most places are only, what, 20 or 30, 40 euro a week. I don't understand how you can get into rent arrears, but some people get into it for different reasons. Like, they shouldn't just be turfed out straight away. They should be helped out, even pay the rent arrears back, take an extra fiver, go to their social welfare money and take it that way. Like, you're really going to make a family.
That money might never get paid back.
It would be taken out of the social welfare, it would be.
Yeah, but if you're saying to me they're only going to take a fiver extra over the rent, then the money might never get paid back.
But they're trying. You can't just turf somebody out on their ear. Like, if they have genuine reasons, if they say they've lost their job, they have genuine reasons for being in rent arrears. What are you going to do?
Okay, what if someone's in rent arrears for 3 years? Would you allow them to stay?
I don't understand. See, if you're in rent arrears for 3 years, I don't understand how you could be in rent arrears for 3 years.
Well, like, I'm sure there is people, if they're in the arrears by thousands, they have to be in there by more than a year or two. So would you allow them to stay in the home that the government should be providing to people with needs, like on the list that has dated back 20-odd years, and some people, I know a girl who's
no, if you're in a house, a council house for 3 or 4 years, and you're thousands, 2 or 3 thousand euro in debt, no, give it to someone who can actually afford it. But then what do you do with the
in a way, yeah, I'm agreeing with me, okay.
You see, the reality of it is, Trevor, that you are espousing throwing people out on their ear and essentially making them homeless because they can't afford to pay their rent. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I am.
Making them homeless.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. And maybe some people out there, and I am not talking about people with obviously like children with autism or anything. I'm talking about, and don't fucking tell me there's not people out there that just sit on their fucking ass claiming the social professional fossils, as we used to call them back in the day. And these people are sitting there claiming everything and they just want the free house. And you know what? If they got kicked out, they probably would get the motivation to go and work at McDonald's. Oh, wait, no, wait, that's probably beneath them. Yeah, I suppose. I don't know what. You know what, Adrian? We just need to give them more high paying jobs.
You're being very sarcastic. You're being very.
Well, I'm being very sarcastic, Adrian, because I've actually tried to hire people in the past and they've actually turned down a very well paying positions that I've offered. And you know what? I know for a fact that one or two of them actually still on the dole to this day, and that was before COVID. So, you know, no, I've no pity for anybody like that. No, fuck them. Get them out of the house and they're in their ears more than a year, out the automatic ejection.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Trevor, if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626. Huge reaction to this. If you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note, what do you make of that attitude that council tenants who are in arrears should be just thrown out on their ear because there are loads of people waiting for council houses? This is Jess.
If you decide that you want to stop paying your rent, be it private or especially council like we're talking about, then sorry, out your fucking go. Give it to someone who will fucking pay. End of. Like, if Adrian, if you or Jeremy both decide to stop paying, use your mortgage, do you think the bank would let you stay in the house? No, you'd be fucked out. Why should there be any different with council arrears?
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
A lot of messages coming in on this. This is Greg.
A simple fix to this, lads, is when you approve for a council house, you have to provide 3 months pay slips, and the percentage then is calculated from your pay and is taken directly from your pay. And every 6 months, you just have to update your pay slips because you might go up wages or you might go down in your salary. Simple fix, then there won't be any more arrears.
All right, Greg, thanks very much indeed. Pauline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pauline?
Not too bad.
Good, thanks, Pauline. What did you want to say on this? What do you make of the attitude from people like Trevor? Just throw them out if they're in rent arrears and don't even care about what's happening to them.
Okay, well, the rent is quite high in certain areas in the country, as we all know. For affordability to live, you got to live not beyond your means. I mean, okay, You want this, you want that, you want the sitting room full of toys, like Toy Master. I mean, get over yourselves. Cut on. I mean, it's actually, you know, we're not all famous. You're actually, you know, just live beyond your means. The rent has to be paid. The landlord has bought numerous houses, okay? And he has to pay his own debt.
Okay, but in this case, we're talking about council tenants. So the council is their landlord. They're not going to fall apart without somebody's rent.
Yeah, well, the council, I mean, and the social welfare have to take care of that. I mean, well, then move accommodation and find a landlord that takes rent subsidy from, just put out of the social welfare. I mean, I'm going to go a little bit further on this and, like, mortgages. There's people in arrears with their mortgage for 4, 5, and 6 years and they couldn't give a shit. They're actually buying flash cars. They're going on holidays off to Mexico or Ibiza or wherever. Probably 2 flash cars outside
okay,
the house.
Okay, so do you believe then, do you believe, as that message said a minute ago, that people who are council tenants should have their rent taken out of either their wages or their social welfare?
The rent has to be paid, end all. I mean, and if it's a council house, I mean, I don't have a council house, I have a mortgage, and it's up to date. But, I mean, I couldn't sleep at night if I didn't pay the rent. I mean, there are just people that couldn't give a shit. They just do not care. And then, yes, they'll go off, they'll go out the weekend, buy fancy clothes. Now, I do know there are actually people that are struggling, many people that are struggling, but stop living beyond your means, wanting, greed. There are people that have 2 jobs, we'll say 9 to 5, and then they go into a job 6 o'clock till 12 o'clock at night. They're wrecked to pay their bills, absolutely wrecked. But don't do it. I mean, don't have a job that isn't like they're going home and doing something absolutely.
Okay, so as far as you have no sympathy then for anybody who is in rent arrears. No sympathy at all.
No, I don't, because I worked since I was 19. I'm not going to sound bitter, but I pay every single payment, every bill that I need to pay. I worked hard all my life, and really, like, I haven't scrounged off the social welfare because I just don't want to work. If I had a mental illness, I'd get help for that mental illness. Go get a job. And there are upskilling courses online that are free.
Okay, so basically, in answer to my question, you have zero sympathy for anybody who's in rent arrears because you can sort it out yourself. There is no excuse for being in rent arrears, basically.
There's no excuse, because upskill yourself. I mean, if there are people that have a child that is, you know, disabled at home or whatever, I'm sure there are all the carers around, and there are, like, nurses that can come in and help you, the equipment. You go to the clinic, they use your head. Use your head. You just don't sit there and not pay your rent. You have to pay your rent.
Okay, stay there for a second. Hang on, let me just throw that straight to our next caller. John, you have to pay your rent, and that's it.
Adrian, how are you doing?
Good.
Not to be listening there to Trevor, not to be listening to this woman as well. What's her name?
Her name is Pauline.
Pauline, shouting. Don't be shouting, Pauline. Relax. Pauline, you're saying this and this and that and the other. You see, at the moment, they're up in front of court. And, you know, they can't upskill themselves now because they're up in front of judges, 100 of them are. They may lose their home. Like, you know, I know there's great courses out there. I'm not disputing that, Pauline. But what I'm saying is the people that haven't been able to pay their rent, some of them actually didn't pay their rent because they went out on a drink, as Trevor says, or they were going out on a holiday, as you said. These are genuine facts, and these are genuine people that can't pay their rent, because if they pay their rent, it's less food. If they less food, it's less heating. You know, it's a knock-on effect here, Pauline, and this is what I'm saying to you. This snowballs, Pauline. So they're going to have to take the money from somewhere. So if people want to eat and heat them homes, obviously they're going to let the rent suffer. And this is why some of these people are in this problem today. Don't forget, Pauline, there was packet measures by the government. It's only about, a few months ago, there was cost care packages done for everybody in the audience. Do you not remember them, Pauline? Everybody availed of this.
I got alone. I got alone at thousands of my friends when I couldn't pay my mortgage. Would you believe that?
Yeah. What? Sorry, Pauline.
I had to get a loan of thousands of my friends.
Well, believe it, Pauline. We all done it at one stage. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is, people don't have people to turn around and ask them for thousands, Pauline. That's the problem here. Some people don't have anybody to ask for any money. And they find themselves in a
situation. Well, let me ask you, John. Do you think, when you hear that rent arrears for social housing tenants in Ireland has now reached over 70 million, that is a lot of people not paying their rent. A lot of other people, meanwhile, are waiting to get a council house, and they will pay their rent. So, the solution...
You see, who said they will? You see, a golf care package has to be announced straight away, Adrian, because everywhere... Now, I've even noticed myself, Adrian, you've noticed yourself. Everybody has noticed the money it's costing to go shopping. I'm definitely up down 100 euros or even more a month in my shopping bill. It's an extra 25, 30 quid a week. You know, the petrol, as we know, the taxes are coming back as well on the petrol. So it's going to be dear to run your car now in the next couple of weeks as
I know,
well.
But the argument here is, John, that your rent, and this is what Pauline said, rent must be paid. That's what she said.
Well, food is more important and heat is more important than rent. And if they can put the rent off, you know, you see, the councils as well, Adrian, have to have a chat with these people. It's all well good people saying, fuck them out. That's not the... That's not... And where are we going to put these people as well, Paul?
John, quick question for you. Do you smoke?
Yeah. Do I smoke? Are you? Yes,
Okay. I'm just going to write these down. Okay, you smoke. Do you take a drink?
It's not about me. I couldn't afford my rent.
No, it's not about me.
I enjoy my lifestyle. I have a very... But I work.
How much do you spend on cigarettes a week?
What's that got to do? He's not in rent arrears.
I don't know where this is going. It's trying to annoy me, Adrian. But the thing about it is, there's people out there genuinely, Jeremy, that don't smoke and don't drink. They don't drink and smoke. And they can't pay their rent because they chose food or they chose heating or whatever they chose. That's my point, Jeremy.
How much easier can the council make it? 36 quid a week.
It's not 36 quid for everybody.
No, it's not.
Actually, some people's rent is 60 and 70 quid a week.
Jesus, stone the crows. 70 quid.
But that's a loan to be on 220 euro a week, Jeremy.
Get a second job.
220 quid. Take away 70 is 150.
Get a second job.
Look at this. Some people can't get a fucking second job. They have kids to look after. Hold on for a minute, Jenny. Even though, did you hear that last girl there? She'd love to get a job. Where are you going with this, Jeremy? Did you not hear the last part of what she said?
I'm saying there's ways around things.
You seem to have it all sorted. So you tell the people of Ireland.
Well, I did. I just told you, get a second job.
Again, Jeremy, that is not the solution for everybody because there are an awful lot of people who are in receipt of disability allowance or whatever who can't work.
Obviously, if you're in receipt of disability, we're not talking about... Do you think
But those people could be in arrears as well.
Do you think every single person that's in arrears...
No, but your answer to everything is get a second job. It's not possible for everybody.
It doesn't work.
John, do you think I came up the Liffey on a dinghy? A few minutes ago.
I'm not trying to listen. Hold on, Jeremy. Everybody's situation is different, Jeremy, okay? Everybody's. And the fact of the matter is, Jeremy, you know quite well the way this country has gone, how much it is to fucking feed yourself, to feed a family, to run a car, to run everything, to run the whole show, tax insurance, and
everything. Listen to you, though, John. Rent is the least important thing to pay. All those other things are more important, are they?
Jeremy, I get that, Adrian, and I get that the roof over your head is more important. But what I'm saying to you is, and what the point I'm making is these people are saying, look, I'll leave the rent off this week. I'm going to get a bit of shop. I'm going to get this. I need this. I need that. I need the basics. People aren't going out on holidays. Maybe one or two or three. But the fact of the matter is, Adrian, it's not happening. It's not a, there's a reason why these people are in debt with the council. It's, but the fact is, there should be a payment package straight away.
There could be another reason why some of them are in debt. And I'm just going to talk.
Because Ireland has gone too expensive. No, that's why people are in debt.
No, there could be another reason. There could be another reason. I'm just going to throw it out there and see if it lands. The other reason could be, I just don't want to pay the rent.
No. Ireland has gone too fucking expensive.
That couldn't be the case.
Okay, but one of the arguments was made earlier on is, in order to prevent rent arrears, people should have their rent deducted from their wages or their social welfare. So then you can't go into arrears because it's taken at source.
Well, look, listen, I'm not going to say that's a bad idea because it's not a bad idea. You know, that may work. That may work. Of course, Adrian.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me bring in some more calls on this in just a moment. This is Ed.
Right, lads, great topic. I'm just about to jump on a Lewis, so I can't phone in. Here's my two bobs worth, right? And this goes for even people in social housing that are absolutely brilliant tenants and do pay their bills, right? Everyone should have to sign up to a direct debit scheme, right? And as soon as your wages or your social welfare payments or any government money go into your account, it's automatically taken out. Your rent is the first thing that comes out and goes back into the government coffers. And that way, you can't squander that because it's taken from you at source before you get your hands on it. So on the stroke of midnight on a certain day, your payments go in, your wages go in, and all of a sudden that direct debit's come out. And then you're left with whatever's left to pay the bills, the heating, etc. And if you have to go without a bit of food or without a bit of heat, that's what you do. But you still have your roof over your head. You don't have to worry about paying your rent. That's what I would do. Because the figures you read out there are astronomical. I was over 750 to 70 million in debt and chasing people through the high courts and getting money and eviction orders and all that nonsense. See all these people that show you money? Well, just take it straight from them. And that way, they might be shy paying their electric, paying for food, etc. But at least they're guaranteed that the roof over their head is secure. All right, cheers.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Big purchase on your mind? With Home, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophome.com and start shopping smarter. Home. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, before I go to our next caller, John, I've been asked to play this message for you from Darren. Have a listen to this.
Everyone seems to think that people in council houses are struggling. That's bollocks. They're on more holidays than most, than people who are working. Working for cash in hand, scamming the government. So what's everyone on about? The likes of John there scamming the government for the last fucking 30 years.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Darren. Do you want to respond to that, John? Basically,
what's his problem?
His problem is not everybody in a council house is struggling financially. They go off on holidays left, right and centre. That's really what he's saying.
I'm not in a council house. I don't know where he's talking. Yes, I do scam the government, and I have been, and I told you that before, and I don't give a fuck. I don't care. That's it. You see, obviously, if I had and I still do it, and I'll let couple of them. We're not talking about this today. We're talking about a different topic. But to just get back to him on what he just said there, what's that bothering him? Everybody does a bit of cash in hand.
Okay, all right, stay there for a second, John. I wanted to, your line is actually cracking up a bit there. Let me go to Mitch. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mitch?
Not too bad, lad. How are you keeping?
Good, thanks, Mitch. What is the solution to the chronic rent arrears that councils in Dublin and the whole country are facing? Is it throw out tenants or try and understand why they're in the situation they're in?
Look, I'm not being bad. I'm not going to say everyone in council estates or anyone in council houses at all don't work or anything like that. I'm not going to tell everyone with one bush. But I'd say a lot of people that aren't paying because their neighbours are paying, so fuck it, why should I have to pay? I know where I grew up, there was estates, there was people there that wouldn't pay because, like I said, neighbours weren't paying, they just wouldn't pay. It's not that they couldn't pay, they just wouldn't. If there a lot of them are on social welfare payments, so why can't the rent come out of their payments? It's not a lot of rent. I know it's subsidising that.
Mm-hmm.
And why not take it directly?
Well, in fact, somebody just messaged, and this is her solution. She says, there you go. Comes out of your account, turn the heating down, throw on a jumper, smoke less, drink less, less luxuries. You'll be able to afford your rent.
Yeah, that might not be the case for everybody. And people saying, oh, if they bought less cigarettes, they bought less drink and all that. There's people out there struggling that don't drink or don't smoke. And I can understand not paying the rent if, like I said in my commentaries earlier on, that if the house isn't up to standards, if there's the fire is not working or the heat is not working and the council's not fixing it, well, then I can understand. Same as you would with a private landlord, you'd hold off on the rent. But, like, I'm out working 60 hours a week. If I missed a payment in my rent, I'd be told, good luck, it's not your house anymore. You're not paying your way. We're taking it back off you. Now, like I said, I'm not saying that all the tenants out there that aren't paying just because they don't want it. But I'd say there is a good few of them out there that aren't paying because they can get away with it. Because there's so much money owed, they're not going to chase everybody because they don't have the time. The council hasn't got time to chase everybody. But obviously there's people struggling, but there's also this sense of entitlement lately that I'm in a council house, so they can't fuck me out. I'm in a council house. Where are they going to put me? And if they just stop paying because they feel like it, well, then I think you kick up the ass and change the locks.
But how do you prove that somebody's not paying because they just don't feel like it? That's part of the problem here, because anybody who's not paying their rent, when the council approach them, they'll definitely come up with some sort of a sob story as to why they haven't paid their rent.
Well, like I said, if they have a genuine reason, like say, for example, I'm not paying the rent because my boiler's broken, if you refuse to fix it, or I know you had a woman on there a few weeks ago giving out about councillors because something to do with drafts and stuff like that, and doors. Look, there's certain things that should be fixed in the house. There's certain things that you should fix yourself. But you know when there's people out there saying, I can't afford to pay my rent, and then they're going on and they're in their brand new cars, or they're going out and they're buying designer clothes, or they're going down to the pub every night of the week. Well, then you kind of have to look at themselves. They've got the priorities on.
Okay, John, let me go back to you for a second. And basically what he's arguing is that if somebody is in arrears, the council needs to look at what is going on in their world. But if they discover that they are going on holidays or that they do have a nice car, then they should be thrown out.
Thrown out for having a nice car?
Yeah.
No, I don't mean throw someone out for having a nice car. There is people out there that have nice cars, but they might have saved up their money or whatever. But I'm saying, like, I'm in arrears with my credit union at the moment. They're in me to see, can I walk out away of doing it? And we have worked out a plan. I'm sure the council can do the same. But if the people aren't willing to walk with the council, then the council should have to say to them, well, if you're not willing to walk with us and you're not willing to pay, I'm sorry, but there's other people out that deserve the house that need it.
Can I ask you this, miss?
Many people are waiting.
Can I ask you this? And I want to ask Jeremy Dixon this, and I want to ask anybody that thinks that this is a good idea to book council, tenants out of their homes. Where do we put these council tenants then? Do we pay $3,000 a month of taxpayers' money to rent a private house for them to get them back onto the council list? Because this is what's going to happen, lads. None of you thought of this. Then they're going to rent for $3,000. I'm only making a point, Mitch. This is what's going to happen. So we throw out, say, Jenny and our family next week out of the council house, okay? And then Jenny and our kids are homeless. So we're going to have to put them up, i.e. the council are going to have to put them up, the government are going to have to put them up. So then we have, and Jenny finds a house for $3,000, $4,000 now, I'd say, a month, and it's somewhere else. It has to be paid for. Do you know? Do you understand this, Mitch? And does everybody else understand
this? No, I do understand that. So, what I'm going to say is it's two sides of the same coin. If you have someone there that won't pay because they know they can't go into the council, not going to kick up because where are they going to put them? You could use that as an excuse not to pay. Now, I'm not saying...
Oh, no, they are. I'm sure no, hold on, Mitch. Listen, Mitch. I know a guy that was and his girl were put out of the house because they weren't paying. But you know what they're doing now? They're renting a private house. This is my exact point. And that's costing them $3,000, whatever it is now, a month, $3,500 a month. So we're going backwards instead of forwards, you know, because they're going to be back there.
If they have to rent $3,000 a month, why do you want to pay the council?
No. They're not paying for it. You're not missing. You're missing the point here, Mitch.
Sorry. I understand what you mean now. Yeah, I get what you mean now.
So what 65 euro a week is now $3,000 a month. Do you get what I'm saying, Mitch? So the answer here is not to be putting people out of homes. Yes, yes. So we need to be walking with them. And the best way in that is to walk with them as best we can. And stop paying the private landlords like Trevor there and everybody else big money for our homes.
I agree 100% on that. No, I'm not saying kicking them out is the best option. What I'm saying is take it directly from social welfare payments or benefits or whatever the...
Absolutely, I agree with you. If that's the way it has to be.
I agree, kicking people out isn't going to solve the problem.
But no, it's not.
You also have people that have no fear of losing. Like, if I'm in a private house and I'm paying it myself, I have that fear. I have to pay my rent. Rent is number one. I then have to look after my child. I then have to make sure I have my bills paid that I can get to work on time. The people that are deciding not to pay have no fear of that, and that's why they're not paying a lot of them. I'm not saying all of them.
I get that, sure, Mitch. I do get, and I do understand that. But there's only a small minority that don't want to pay for the crack of it, as you say. But there's a lot of people out there that's struggling, and they are struggling to pay.
And you, John, you obviously believe that. You obviously believe, John, that the majority of people who are struggling to pay their rent, who aren't paying their rent, are not paying their rent because they're struggling. That's the reason they're not paying.
So, of course they do. And of course care package agent has to be implemented straight away. We all know. We're all feeling it. So whoever that's at the, you know, everybody's throwing stones here saying, they're not paying for the crack of it and they're going drinking and smoking and, you know, they're going away on holidays. That's not the case in a lot of people. A lot of people are struggling and very genuinely are finding it very hard to pay. Not a gas, the problem, your gas is gone at this stage, or their heating is, or whatever it may be.
Okay, so you believe that people just jumping on the bandwagon saying, get them out, aren't looking at the bigger picture, that they're in that position for a reason, that they're not paying their rent for a particular reason. All right, John, thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Viv.
Hiya lads, sorry can't come on today, but my take on this is, rent arrears is a big problem, and for some people it is a small amount to pay. And there are genuine people who do get into trouble basically because of the cost of living. But there are also a huge, and I'd say the majority is a chunk of people who they don't pay it. They just couldn't give a crap. But yet these would be the ones that'll spend a grand on a communion with Hummers and God knows what. They treat it like a little mini wedding. They're probably off on holidays as well. And, you know, the whole lot. Priorities. Your rent, your food, all your bills should be your priorities. And after that, then you live within your means, and that's just how you do it.
And we got this WhatsApp voice note from Emer.
Hi guys, I'm a single 31-year-old woman. I'm a nurse. I live at home with my parents. I still have to pay rent, but I have no other choice but to live at home. I have no options to buy my own home, and at this rate I can't even afford a place to rent. I just don't understand how people are not made to work like the rest of us. I'm entitled to absolutely nothing in this country, and it only angers me more and more and more when I'm working my arse off. But yet it seems like other people just get everything handed to them, and it's an absolute joke.
Thanks very much indeed for your message. And that's just about it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter.